Searching for a Silver Lining by Miranda Dickinson. Read by Katie Carmichael. For Jo, so much more than just a wonderful mum-in-law. Thank you for being my friend. Because you loved me, I can face today, chase my blues away and smile. It's because of you that happiness is mine. Because you loved me, all my crazy dreams find their feathered wings and fly. I am free, love, because you loved me. Because you loved me. The Silver Five, 1954. Chapter 1. Ain't That a Shame? Fats Domino. The church was dark and cool, the chill seeping in through every brick and pew. Despite the warm day beyond its walls, inside it seemed as bleak as November. Why did funerals always feel cold, even when the sun was shining? Matilda Bell stole a glance around as she pulled a too thin black cardigan more tightly over her goose-pimpled arms. It was still early, but several members of her family had already gathered, their hushed conversations and solemn expressions a show of unity that somehow made her feel even more excluded. They hadn't noticed her yet. When they did, she didn't know what their reactions would be. She had been his favourite after all. Before the argument, that was. Before her stupid mistake. She drew back further behind the tall carved pillar that partially obscured her from the view of the front pews. It was an old church, one filled with memories and inextricably linked to her family. It had been his favourite place of worship, more importantly, which meant that the building's very fabric seemed carved with his name. It had always been such a warm, familiar place, but today, with her grandfather's presence reduced to a whisper among the gathering mourners and a printed name on a service sheet, it felt colder than a grave. Bracing herself against a wash of sadness, Matty let out a sigh, almost expecting to see her breath rising like a mist. "I'll stay until the final hymn," she told herself. "Then I'll sneak out before any of them see me." She almost hadn't come at all. It was only because her sister had called her last week with the funeral details that she even knew about it. While nobody else in her family had said as much, she knew what most of them were thinking. That she had broken his heart, and the pain of it had hastened his death. It was rubbish, of course. The post-mortem had revealed an aggressive tumour that had taken residence on his lower spine and spread with sickening speed to his liver. But deep down, Matilda knew the huge rift between her and Grandpa Joe couldn't have helped. She blamed herself, not only for the argument that had torn apart a relationship she'd always assumed to be unbreakable, but also for failing to realise her grandfather had been right all along. If only she'd laid aside her stubborn pride for one second, she might have seen it. But Matilda Bell had thought she knew best, just like she always did, and now she had lost everything she loved. More people were filing in now, the great, the good, and the mildly questionable of King Sunbury. Grandpa Joe had loved them all, and they, in turn, adored him. Each new mourner seemed to assume a position in front of Matty, making her feel shunted further down the queue away from him. They hadn't let him down, the accusing voice in her head insisted. They hadn't defied him. But the time for if-onlys was far in the past.
"Matty, I thought it was you. What are you doing all the way back here? The rest of the family's up at the front."
She stared blankly up at her cousin Jack, who was edging along the narrow gap between the pews towards her.
"Hi, I'm fine here."
Ever the sunny optimist, her cousin was not likely to accept this.
"Nonsense, your place is with us, no matter what's happened."
Seeing her expression, he sat down beside her.
"They blame me," she stated, hot tears stinging her eyes.
"They don't.
I blame me."
"Matilda, it's over. It's done. They aren't going to abandon you, whatever you think."
"I broke his heart,"